On February 26th, mobs of Israeli settlers began attacking the Palestinian town of Hawara, just outside of Nablus. Hawara is one of the few Palestinian towns located on Highway 60. It's one of the few remaining places where Israeli settlers and Palestinians drive on the same road. And because of this, Israeli settlers have frequently targeted this town in the hopes of forcing Palestinian residents to flee so that they can take over. Welcome to This is Palestine. I'm Deanna Butu. On February 26th, mobs of Israeli settlers, with the Israeli army looking on, began attacking the Palestinian town of Hawara, just outside of Nablus. Hawara is one of the few Palestinian towns located on Highway 60, the main artery of the West Bank. It's one of the few remaining places where Israeli settlers and Palestinians drive on the same road. And because of this, Israeli settlers have frequently targeted this town in the hopes of forcing Palestinian residents to flee so that they can take over. Israeli settlers began burning down Palestinian homes, cars, and their land, with an estimated 300 cars incinerated and 30 homes torched. The settlers attacked Palestinians fleeing the fires and began beating them with metal rods. One settler even swung an axe. Israeli settlers killed one Palestinian man, a man named Samih al-Aqtash, who had, just 4 days prior, returned from Turkey, where he was working to search for survivors of the massive February 6th earthquake. Settlers shot two Palestinians, and a third was stabbed, while a fourth was beaten with an iron rod. Over 100 people were treated for tear gas inhalation. The photos and videos that emerged from that horrific night show that the settlers intended to burn down the city of Hawara. The Israeli finance minister, Smotrich, even praised these attacks, saying that Israel should, quote, wipe out, unquote, Hawara. I went to Hawara, where I met a man named Sabah Shaban. Sebeh owns a lighting store. It's located on the main road of Hawara, right next to a car dealership. Across the street, three Israeli soldiers look on with their weapons pointed at us as I speak with Sebeh. Sebeh lives in Nablus, and 4 days before this settler attack, his 14-year-old cousin, named Mohammed, was killed by the Israeli army during its deadly raid into Nablus. Sebeh was alerted to the fire on his cell phone and rushed to try to get to his shop. But the Israeli army prevented him from reaching his shop and even prevented firefighters from getting to the fire. Firefighters helplessly watched as the fires spread. I walked through the soot-covered floors to see what remains of Sebeh's shop.
Now entered into the shop of Sabah Ben. It's an electricity shop. They sell beautiful lamps and chandeliers and light bulbs and pretty much all things that are electric. But it smells as though there is a huge fire. Actually, the smell is overwhelming. It smells as though the place has been set on fire. It's overwhelming. As we're here, they're trying to do their best to fix it up, to deal with all of the burn. So we've now gone to the second floor, which is the bottom level of this place. It's where all of the electrical equipment was stored. And you just see the soot all over the place. It's entirely black from beginning to end, black. All over the floor, all over the walls. The walls are black, the ceiling is black, all of it soot, the remnants of a huge fire. And you can really smell the smoke, even though there's a big door that's open. He tells me that this is the 12th day of them trying to repair his shop. Now, this shop provides... It's the source of life for at least 7 families.
From here, I can see about 100 new cars, all torched beyond recognition. It's a car graveyard.
So we've now stepped outside to the backside of his shop. And it's an open field, but it looks like a cemetery of cars.
just one burned car next to the other, on top of the other, for rows and rows and rows. There's probably about 40 or 50 burned cars here, if not more. I don't know how anybody would have gotten out of these.
I then went to speak to Im Isa. Im Isa is no stranger to settler violence. Her house and that of her daughters is routinely attacked, and two of her brothers were killed by the Israeli army during the second Palestinian uprising, the Intifada. Her home is also on the main road, and she lives with her three daughters, and she has a son, Firas, who lives in Ramallah, but owns the supermarket below her home. I also speak with him. As I walk to her home, a car pulls up and parks in front of her house. Sure enough, it's an Israeli soldier who remains parked there until we leave. I enter through the front door near the supermarket. It's completely black with soot from where the settlers began to torch. The walls, she tells me, were once sparkling white. All right, so we are now entering into a house in Hawara, climbing up some stairs. The minute that you open up the door, the smell of the smoke is overwhelming. On the second floor of the building is a beautiful, or was a beautiful window. It's been smashed to pieces, black, completely black and destroyed. The wall is black. The ceiling is black. Everything black. Im Isa takes us through her home and to her balcony that overlooks the main road. Here you can see the remnants of three tear gas grenades. And walking along the length of this balcony, you can see that every pane of glass has been shattered with stones, huge stones. At the bottom, on the floor of the balcony, huge stones. If this ever hit somebody in the head, they would die instantly. And not one or two, but hundreds of them, hundreds, with glass all over the place. Im Isa tells us about that day and about the attack. It began at 6 p.m., when Israeli settlers began throwing huge stones at her house, shattering the glass railing of her balcony. They continued to throw stones and tear gas at her house for about 2 hours before setting her house aflame. Her description of her fear is bone-chilling. She says, quote, "I kept thinking about how to flee. If I go outside, the settlers will beat me and I will be killed. And if I stay inside my house, I will be incinerated." She immediately thinks about the Dawabshi family and says, quote, "I don't want to end up like them." Now, the Dawabshis were a family from Duma, nearby Hawara. And in 2015, their house was torched by Israeli settlers. Sa'ed and Reham were burned alive, along with their one-year-old son, Ali. The only survivor, Ahmed, was 6 years old at the time. He sustained burns to more than 60% of his body. Another Israeli minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir, was the lawyer who represented the Israeli settlers who torched the Dawabshi house. This is the fear that Palestinians live with, to be killed in their own homes by violent settlers, living on stolen Palestinian land, just outside their front doors, as the Israeli army looks on. Her son Firas tells me that since February 26th, Israeli settlers show up to his house and to his shop and take selfies of the fire, smiling and dancing. Days after Israeli settlers attempted to burn Hawara, they created a song, and the words are as follows. What is burning down? Hawara. Houses and cars. Hawara. Evicting from Hawara, old women, the young, and girls, too. Thank you for listening to This is Palestine, a podcast brought to you by the Institute for Middle East Understanding.
The IMEU is a nonprofit focused on giving you access to untold stories, facts, and expert sources on all things Palestine. For more information, please visit our website at www.imeu.org and follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at the IMEU. Please don't forget to subscribe. I'm Deanna Butu. Thanks for listening.